Siman Tov Resh Pei Gimel. Kol Shmona Shimei Chanukah, Gerber Misa Hallel. All 8 days of Chanukah, we finish, we say the full Hallel. Agobah Kol Shmona Shimei Chanukah, and Herman Tachanun, we'll say Tachanun. Vitzari Vatzari, Sari Vatzari stands for the three psukim which we say Shabbos Mincha, which start, Tzikoska starts with the word, with the letter Tzadi. The second pasuk is Vitzikoska starts with the Vav, and the third pasuk is Tzikoska starts with the Tzadi. So Tzadi Vatzari stands for Tzikoska. You don't say Tzikoska by Shabbos Mincha, Ulamatzef, you don't say Ulamatzef, Yan Chasham Yam Zora, Mitzir Kadin by Kesev Lavaya, we don't say Tzir Kadin. Gam Erev Chanukah b'mincha. And it already starts by Erev Chanukah b'mincha. Finally, all the same kufa manalf. Shema sahalal, sivkat manalf, lefisha b'chol yom, noisav neis chodesh. Each day was a new neis, and therefore that's why each day gets its own halal. Rod yesh tamim. There are other reasons why we say full halal. Ayin v'beis Yosef says that...
On Pesach we say halal every day.
We don't say full halal. Huh? Exactly the point. We don't
Sukkot,
say. Sukkot Chazal say you say full halal because each day there was different kabbonis were different. So there's
not a nace.
Yeah, but the point.
It's a nace.
No, well, the halal of Sukkot was a halal on a Yom Tov. Halal on Pesach was a halal on a Yom Tov. Betzah, you should only say halal for Yom Tov one time. But since each day the yomtiv is in a certain sense is a different yomtiv because the kabbonis were different, so therefore there's a din of halal each day. Pesach is only one, really only din of halal one day. Chutzot we say 2 days. Chanukah we're saying halal not on the yomtiv but on the nes. So if the nes wouldn't be nischadish every single day, we would say halal one time.
So that has to be the reason. Is there has to be something different about the days. It's not right. Just the nes. It's just that something different.
Right. So the Beis Yosef says some other reasons why would we say a full halal every single day. V'achra halal amrim chatzi kaddish. So we since we're going to say kaddish sholem at the end of davening, so we only say chatzi kaddish after halal, like with the exception of Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos. Mishu avol. Person is novel, but Shachris Emi Spalat Neomet. The Ishal, it's not proper for him to daven Shachris. Because.
I thought he goes out and someone else says it.
The Minig, actually, it depends where you are, but the Minig is in most places is Shachris that he doesn't daven. But when it comes not during Shiva, we're talking about the whole.
In the Shiva house.
No, you're talking about the whole year. You're talking about the whole year of prison. An obel davens to the yomid, so he doesn't daven.
I remember in the Shiva house, the obel davens, and someone else says,
correct.
Hello.
Right. Even that is a shenol to mechloika. Some places, the obel doesn't daven during Chanukah. Okay.
Wait, say the last part, the obel doesn't daven during Chanukah, meaning he doesn't say his own hallel elsewhere? Is that what you mean?
No. Okay. The person who's an obel, let's say, for a parent, so the whole year he davens for the Yomid.
Right.
He doesn't daven for the Yomid on Chanukah. Right. He says halal.
Right.
Person an oval sitting shiva. So now he doesn't lead halal for the tzibur.
Right.
He doesn't say halal.
So he doesn't say it in private. So on
Rosh Chodesh he for sure doesn't say it. On Chanukah, my understanding was that he does say it. He doesn't say it for the Yomid. But I was recently by a Beis Oval, and I think that they told Oval not to say it, and I'm not sure where that was from exactly. Whether he davens for the Omid when he's sitting Shiva during Chanukah, that's also, I understood that he doesn't daven Shachris, but they told him that he could. Arvis Mispalab is Davin Marv. He could daven for the Yomid. The Mispalab Rosh Chodesh Gamkin Arvis Mikr. Then you can daven Rosh Chodesh Marv also. Meaning over here is not to. Enamim Keler Chapayim B'Sheni B'Chamishi B'Chanukah. We don't say Keler Chapayim, which people make a mistake that they think Keler Chapayim goes together with Tachanun. It doesn't. See, even the days you don't say Tachanun, you still say Keler Chapayim before you take out the Sefer Torah. That paragraph sort of gets like lost. Kelach Chapaim goes together with Lamed Tzeach. The days we don't say Lamed Tzeach, we don't say Kelach Chapaim. And he writes in Archos Sefer Torah, we don't say he writes in either. That goes, that's dependent on Tachadim. Then in Halim, what to learn my base of Obel, I am a Shavit Tshuva, Abel Obel Atzavari, lo Yerba. It says Obel does not say. Fine. Okay, so Obel does not say, regards to saying in the base of Obel, so if you look at the Shavit Tshuva, so he has an asterisk, Governor Sahalom, So he has a lot of different sheetahs what to do with it. Either you don't say it at all, you don't say it beisavul. Magaron said you would say it at home afterwards. Or Vitalia Rabbi and the Master Brahma said the minute is to say it. Okay. Simon Tafresh Pedalit. Say the Krisa Torah Bechanaka. Karma Kabonas and the Siyam Shah Parshas Nosa, Shlosh Bechol Yom. Three aliyahs each day in the Parsha of the Nasiyam. Skillim Birchus Kahanim, minute is to start from Birchus Kahanim. Vyesh Amashab Meskillim, Yom Kalois Mashabach, and the Noigam, minute of Ashkenaz. Ashkenazim is to start from Beyom Kalois Moshe, and the minhag of the Sfaradim is to start from Birchus Kahanim. Bekarnos Sayim Kain Belevi. So the first day, so we divide up the first, that paragraph, that those things are like 11 psukim. Between the Kohen and the Levi, Yisrael Kareh b'yom Rishon. Then the third Aliyah of the first day is he reads the sixth Psukim of the first Nasi. V'yesh Amrim Shekayin Kareh Kol Isa Parsha Ad b'yom Rishon. Yisrael Kareh b'yom Rishon. Mechein Noegin. Some say no, that the Kohen leads all 11 Psukim of b'yom Kol Isa Moshe. And if you add the Psukim of Rechus Kahanim, it's another, I think, 5 Psukim. So he would read all 16 psukim according to this, or 11 psukim, and then we divide up Bayam Rishon, which is 6 psukim, between the Levi and the Yisrael. Bayam Sheni Karakayan Bayam Hasheni, Aparachad Ben Makor, Levi Ad Bayam Hashlishi. So the Kayan reads the first 3 psukim, Levi reads the next 3 psukim, Bayam Hasheni, Yisrael Chazer Makor Bayam Hasheni. And then Yisrael lanes the whole 6 psukim of Yom Hasheni. Well, there's the b'chol yom. So mechav to mechav b'shita. Where Moses says v'yesh amrim, she Yisrael kare b'yom hashlishi. He goes b'yom shalachar. He goes to the next day afterwards. B'had b'yom hashlishi. Mechay b'chol yom. Mechay noeg. The minhag Ashkenazim is that he continues instead of going back, reading the psukim which he read before, he reads the next day. So you lay all the way through to the end, and the first 4 psukim of Bahaloisko. Okay. And it seems like Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Aleph, Mishum Shenigmar Melechus Mishkan Mechav Hebekisa. We know that the Mishkan was completed on Chav Hekislev, the time of. In the Midbar, time of Moshe Rabbeinu, and in some sense, the Yom Tov of Chanukah was a prelude to it, there was an indication that it's going to be a time when we're going to rededicate the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, the psukim about the dedication of the Mishkan would be proper to read. Okay, we start Berachos Kahanim. Why? Fisha Nasa Neis Al Yedei Kahanim. The Kahanim played a very important role, so we want to give them read the Psukim about the Berachos Kahanim. In Kaima Levi, so Mechaber says you divide up the first sections between the Kain and the Levi. Okay, so Kain Yikra Ad Lifnei Mishkan. They came and brought their Kabbalas Lifnei Mishkan. Oy Ad Lachanukas Amizbeach. Vashar Yikru Levi B'Yisrael. Abul Oysum Shinogu Likris Lakayan Anbani Avorachem who minig tolls b'tzorach levatla. So they came up with the following great idea. Let's do the following. Since we're being noag the makdim minig alam b'chaber, we lay in birchus kahanim. So let's give koyim birchus kahanim. The Levi will read the parsha about b'yam kalois Moshe. So that's wrong. Shashosh tzichem shikur b'seder yom. The ikur seder yom and seder yom who parshas nasiim. So parsha nasiim starts with the Chanukas of Mizbeach that they came and they gave the agolas, and then they brought the kerbonas, etc. So the kohen has to read in that section also. We add in Birchus Kahanim because of the fact that the Kahanim played a role, but that's not an Iker Kriya. So the kohen would just read that. He didn't read in Seder Hayom on the part of what we're reading about for the day. Bachar Kriya Arum Chatzi Kaddish, you say Chatzi Kaddish like regular learning. If they read the wrong day, the wrong number, it wasn't the wrong day because they were not corresponding to the days anyway. On day two, he read the Nasi from day three. So also have that the Yotze with that. Dain Kapeda Bayamin. The point is the conceptual concept of Chanukah, not the specific day, because anyway the days aren't corresponding. On the eighth day, Levi Kurik Rekabona Shal Gamliel. You saw Gomer. So the Kohen Levi will lay the Nasi of the eighth day, Gamliel ben Pedot Sur. And the Israel finishes off all the rest. Okay. Beis b'shabes shebechaduka mitzian shnei svarim. So you take out two svarim on Shabbos Chanukah. Ve'echad karei beparshas hashavua. When you lay in the normal parsha of the week, which usually is miketz. V'sheni karei b'shal Chanukah. And the second one you use to lay in Chanukah of that day. That wherever day it is a Chanukah, the Nasi of that day, that number. After running Basimchi, then the Haftarah is running Basimchi, which talks about the mentioned there's a menorah in there. In Cholah by Shtei Shabbosses, if Chanukah falls out straddling two Shabbosses, so both Shabbosses, we take out two Sifrei Torah, and we lay in the first one, the Parsha Teshuah, and the second one, we lay in. The day of Chanukah, but the mafter of the second week is mafter b'shnia b'malachim b'neiris to shlomo. So we don't. There's pesukim we talk about he made the menorahs and the shlomo melech. So we relate over there. Hagavim chal chasna b'shabazum mafterim b'shal Chanukah. There's a minig which we don't do. There was a minig. Probably there are some places still do it. That. When there was a chosin, they wouldn't lay in the haftarah of the week. They would lay in the haftarah of Sosasis Bashem Sogol Nafshi Belakoi, which talks about the chosin compares the Rashim's relation to the Klai, so the chosin Kala. So we lay in, there's a minute to lay in for the chosin, those psukim, in honor of the chasna. But in Chanukah, the Pesumi Nisa of Chanukah overrides that. Hey, Parsha Shua. Shiva Kriyam and Lepachis, Barma Chatzi Kaddish, you have your seven aliyahs, or it could be more, and you say Chatzi Kaddish, and then you the second seven you lay Mishal Chanukah. Okay, Bim Hu Yom Rishon Shal Chanukah, Maschel Vayihi, Bayam Kalois Moshe. If it's the first day, so you lay not just the number of that day of Nachshon, but also the Psukim beforehand. And after Yikar Rak Nasi Echod, the Yom Ahu Levad, the Master doesn't do what we have normally. We're laying 2 days worth. He lays 1 day's worth of that day. So in Rosh Chodesh, we'll take out two Sefer Torah. The first three will lay in Rosh Chodesh, and the fourth one will lay in Chanukah. So you only have one Aliyah in Chanukah. You lay 1 day's worth that day. So same thing on Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh is either the sixth day of Chanukah or it's the sixth and seventh day of Chanukah. Because Kislev can be either 29 or 30 days. So the 29 days, so Aleph Tevis is Rosh Chodesh on the sixth day. And the 30 days, so day six is Lamed Kislev, and day seven is Aleph Tevis. Mafter Rani Besimchi, Hashem Re'isi Behinem Menaras Zohov Kula. He saw a surah in his Nevuah of a menorah. After Mishal Chanukah, but to learn after Ba'al Mahamin and B'Shabbos Sheyesh Chasam, Litchus Haftaras Ashua, Belikrus Haftaras Sois Osis, Shumin Yana De Chasam. Even though there's a minig to override the Haftarah of the week and lay in the Haftarah of the Chasam, K'mavur Le'al B'Simin Soif Simin Tav Chaf Ches, the Simin about all the different halachos of Kriyas Haftarah, K'mavur B'Shabbos Chanukah. Bein b'Shabbos Rishon, bein b'Shabbos Sheni, both Shabboses of Shabbos Chanukah, ein lichus of Chanukah. We don't pursue it, the Haftarah of Chanukah to pursue Menisa. The Haftarah contributes to pursue Menisa. V'nimogel Rav Mehev the Yesharim the Hanimil of b'Shabbos Rishon. If there's a chasid on the first Shabbos of Chanukah, there's two Shabboses. There's a chasid on the first one, so you lay in the Haftarah of Chanukah and not of chasid. Right, on Mikla Chosin b'Shabbos Shniyah, if there's a Chosin comes in the during Shabbos Brachos, we're talking about on the second Shabbos, Maftir and Sois Osis, Vaymaftir and B'Shal Chanukah, Kar Hiftiru B'Shal Chanukah b'Shabbos Rishon. You lay in the Haftar, which corresponds to Chanukah, the first Shabbos. So this Shabbos we can let the Chosin override. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Aval Yerava Kosa the Miramua Mash of the Bain Bishabas Rishon and Bain Bishani Karam Rak Bishal Chanukah Levuchud Vechein Noegim. He says no, the Pesumanis applies to both weeks, and therefore we just lay in Chanukah. That's a minute. Okay, Gimel. Imchal Rosh Chodesh Tevis Bishabas. So Rosh Chodesh Tevis falls out on Shabbos. This is one of the few cases where you have the following. So Metzi and Shlosh Esor, we need three Sefer Torah. We'll actually have it. This year, Parshas Chodesh is Rosh Chodesh. They have the same thing. You'll have three Sefer Torah. The current Shisha, but Parshas Shavua. So six people will read in the parsha of the week. Mishabur will talk about you're allowed to be moisef also. B'sheni Kari Echad, second Sefer Torah, one person lanes B'shal Rosh Chodesh. And he starts to maskal B'yam HaShabbos. Anytime Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, we start from the paragraph of B'yam HaShabbos, and we leave the psukim of B'yam HaShabbos and the psukim of Rosh Chodesh. Ubashlishi Karan Mafter B'Shal Chanukah. The third Sefer Torah is used for Mafter for Chanukah. Mafter B'Rani B'Simcha. Rosh Chodesh B'Chol. That's if it's on Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh falls out on during the weekday, and see in Shnei Sorim two, we take out two Sorim. Karan Bechad Shlosh Rosh Chodesh. The first one you lay in three aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh. Ubashani Karan Echad B'Shal Chanukah. You lay in the second Sefer Torah, one person for Chanukah. In Torah Hakazam, Rekorder Revi, B'Shal Rosh Chodesh. If you lay in four in Rosh Chodesh, in Lo Yotzi Sefer Sheni in Tzarech Likus Yosef, you had four aliyahs, and that's it. But there's more than you can't add more than four aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh. And so they only had one Sefer, and they were planning to roll it, and they forgot, and they laid it already, so it's done. However, so if you don't use it, people are going to say that we didn't use it because there's something wrong with the Sefer. So we'll add an aliyah, and we'll lay in a fifth person, we'll lay in a Chanukah. So this is the only case that I'm aware of that you're allowed to be moisif another aliyah on Rosh Chodesh, because normally the rule of Rosh Chodesh, you can't add aliyahs. Okay. Hagavim Tov, Hitzchol Likris B'Shal Chanukah. If you start lighting Hanukkah first, suppose the Rosh Chodesh, so you have to flip it around and stop and read Rosh Chodesh. In that situation, they started lighting in Hanukkah. So we'll tell you, the challenge is, do you make a bracha? Because the person who got the Leah was shown the Kriya of Chanukah. He intended to make a bracha on the Kriya of Chanukah. He did not intend to make the bracha on the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. So when we switch to Rosh Chodesh, does he have to make a new bracha or not? So he sends it to the Beralacha. The Mishnah Berurah sends it to the Beralacha to look at that. What to do with that? Let's see Mishnah Berurah. Okay, so if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, you have three Sefer Torah. I'm sorry. First one you learn six Beparshas Hashavua. Who are then Imrotim Likras Ba Shiva or Yosir Min Shiva? Gamkin, sure, you're allowed to be Moisif like any Shabbos that you're allowed to add a Hosafis. Vikra Ben Kulam Lo Yivchus Min Shiva. The point is that the six from the first Sefer and one from Rosh Chodesh adds up to seven. You have to release seven. Because Gemara passes a Shavua, we finish reading the parsha of the week. Okay, Menichin a Sefer Torah Sheni Veinom Kaddish. You put the second Sefer next to it. You do not say Kaddish. And they do Hagba, Rakmabiyam, Rishadam, Agarlam, Maso, Poshim, Ashtiyam, Akarnba. So you pick up, you do Hagba on the first one, you roll it up, and you open up the second one. The rule is you can't open the second Sefer until you finish the rolling up of the first Sefer. And once that's done, you can open the second Sefer, and you read from it. Then, you finished that Sefer, now it's time to say Kaddish, you put Sefer number 3 next to it. You have two Sorim on the Bima, Sefer Torah number 2 and Sefer Torah number 3. And Sefer Torah number 1 does not go back onto the Bima.
If you only have two Sefer Torah, do you roll the, I don't know, maybe he's going to say, do you roll the first one or the second one?
You roll the second one. First of all, besides the fact that that's going to be much more logical,
because
from Parshas Pinchas to Parshas Noso is a lot closer than from Parshas Miketz to Parshas Noso.
Right.
That would be a logical thing to do. But it's there already, so it doesn't make sense to take it away and put the other one in.
Right, go back to the first one.
Shabbos and during the second one you use Rosh Chodesh, the third one is for Chanukah. The Torah Kodesh, because Rosh Chodesh is more regular than Chanukah, there is one possibility if you have a situation that somebody, let's say you already heard laning and he takes his inventory out and he rolls it to the place while they're laning from Rosh Chodesh. So when it's ready to be placed in the right place, you would go back to the Sefer Rishon. But otherwise, if they roll anyway, you might as well use the Sefer there. But it's like, mm-hmm. Well, it's an insult to the Sefer there to take another one and roll it.
Right.
After running with Simchi, the Hotodar Kodim Hanul Hakdim. So saying Lachar, wait 1 second. If you told me the Rosh Chodesh gets precedence, and that's why we lay Rosh Chodesh first, so why don't they get precedence and we should learn the Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or Shemayim Kisi should get precedence over Rani Basimchi, the same way because Tadar Kardim. She says, no, the rule of Tadar Kardim is Lahakdim. It's a question of which one goes first. Which one goes second, the Tadar goes first and then something goes second. Avalinian Lidka, the choice over here is not first or second, the choice is one or the other. One's going to push off the other. Persumanisa is out of. So he has two arguments. First of all, so now it's a question of we're using Haftarah to send a message to the Tzibur. So should the message be the message of Chanukah and Pesumah Nisa, or the message of Rosh Chodesh? The answer is Pesumah Nisa takes precedence. Avoid the kibun the kar b'shal Chanukah b'akorino yesh lahaftar mimay the solik minay. In general, we the haftarah connects back to the last thing you know, if possible, to the last thing you read. So if it's a regular week, that's the parsha. But the scenario you read specifically from Chanukah, you would connect back to the last thing that you read. So you learn the haftarah of Chanukah. You have Rosh Chodesh b'chol your base. Said Kriyas HaTorah Rosh Chodesh b'chol. So Rosh Chodesh b'chol. So how you divide it up? So Maaseh Parshas Atamid Kayan Ad Rabbi Isahin. So the problem is that in Parshas Atamid there are 8 psukim. So in normal Rosh Chodesh we divide it up. There's 8 psukim in Parshas Atamid. There are 2 psukim in Parshas Shabbos, and there are 5 psukim in Parshas Rosh Chodesh. So when you normally divide it up, we get the first aliyah, he lanes the first 3 psukim. The second aliyah, he goes back and lanes pasuk number 3 again, and then he lanes 4 and 5, because you have to lane at least 3 psukim, but you can't end within 3 psukim, less than 3 psukim before the end of the parsha. And then number 3 lanes psukim 6, 7, and 8, and the 2 psukim of Shabbos, and then the number 4 lanes Rosh Chodesh. So over here we only have 3 aliyahs. So the Kayan lanes the first 5 psukim, the Levi lanes psukim 6, 7, and 8, and Shabbos, and the Yisrael lanes, the third aliyah lanes the 5 psukim of Rosh Chodesh. Levi Ad Ben Iskar, that's end of Shabbos. But Yisrael Ad Ben Iskar, that's the end of Rosh Chodesh. Revi Kar B'Chanukah. Kar Revi B'Shal Rosh Chodesh. What then? Tov Ben Izdal Ben Shabbos Chanukah. The case which we had over here was of the Chazan went through and laid the fourth Aliyah, the Balkar laid the fourth Aliyah also in the Rosh Chodesh Sefer. Or in a case where what's the case over here? One second. Which means by maftir, they didn't switch over to the Chanukah Sefer. Aha. So the maftir, they didn't switch over to the Chanukah Sefer, and they laned the Pesukim Rosh Chodesh again, which would be strange, okay? So if there's no other Sefer, the pan had been to roll, so then in Tzarech Likras Yosef. The Meshkichim B'Chanukah, the Rosh Chodesh Ikar. Halachically, Rosh Chodesh is Yom Tov Midaraisa, and Rosh Chodesh is the Rabbanan. So the fact you didn't lay in the Pesukim of Chanukah, it's not going to be Makkah, but yeah, but you lay in. Afilo im Nizkuru B'Tchilas Kriyas Arvi, they started laying. The fourth aliyah, and then they realize that they're laning in Rosh Chodesh, not in Chanukah. So we could argue that that oile should then roll over to Nosra and lane over there. In Lomar Shavvi Atzma Yikra Sefer Torah Zoy B'Shal Chanukah Kadam Shiyatim Parshas Rosh Chodesh. So we'll stop in the middle and roll over to Chanukah instead of continuing Rosh Chodesh. You don't do that. So that's the rule that we don't skip around in the Sefer Torah two different things. The only place that we're medalig when you're nechod, if you can go from point A to point B while the Maturgamon is still translating, so there's no, the Tzibur isn't standing around, hanging around quietly in the middle of the Kriya. But it has to be in Yenechod. Al Me'achar shall reveal Hiskel B'Likras B'Shal Rosh Chodesh Yachtam Yivorech. So once he started learning Rosh Chodesh, he finishes it off, says the bracha afterwards. V'Yamachamish Yachar Avikar B'Sefer Torah Shnia Im Hotziua B'Shal Chanukah. If there's a second Sefer Torah, you make a fifth Aliyah and learn Chanukah. Mishum Pegamoy. The Mutav Levatel Hodar Minin Rosh Chodesh Ein Masifin. It's better to override the rule that you can't add on aliyahs in Rosh Chodesh. That's better than al arba, more than 4. Milifka and b'sefer Torah, to insult the sefer Torah and present seemingly room for people to think that there's a psul in Sefer Torah, we'd rather not do that, and we'll add a fifth aliyah and be over the isser of adding more than four on Rosh Chodesh. That's a kol or whatever. Alikus chamishi, b'yomer kaddish achor, you said the kaddish after the fifth aliyah. V'yom omer kaddish achor revi, if they already said kaddish after the fourth one, lo yomer achor chamishi, you don't say it again. But you, then he said, if a person started to read Chanukah first, he has to stop. You don't stop in the middle. The Taz says that's incorrect. The Taz just said you don't stop in the middle. We went through all the different possibilities over there. So once you started Chanukah, you have to finish off the first Aliyah in Chanukah, and then you'll lay in the next three. In Rosh Chodesh, what's called Haskalah. So the Berlocha says, as soon as he made the bracha on Chanukah, once he said bracha to Hashem, that's it. You learn Chanukah. You learn that. You open the Sefer Torah to Chanukah. They showed him Chanukah. He says he said Baruch Hu. They answered Baruch Hu and Baruch Hu. They said Baruch Atah. You stop. He said, whoa, what are we doing over here? Wrong. He says bracha to Hashem. You keep going. Whether you, in the situation when you switch over according to the Ramah, you would switch over. Do you need, because according to the Taz, you don't stop in the middle. So obviously you finish up that Aliyah over there. He says the Ruch HaKar, and the next person gets the Aliyah in Rosh Chodesh. But according to the Ramah, that you switch. So we have a Shiloh. What do you mean, Bracha? His intent wasn't for this. His intent was for that. So the Berlocha Ben Sarach Lavorach Bain Leib Sinkuf Mem Sarm Sham Yesh Shnei Deyos Bezeb Acharnim Kassel Sham the Noigin Lemaisa Kadeyos Shad Sarver Sarach Lavorach Kain Pasuk B'Shari Ephraim Sarach Lavorach Al Kriyas Rosh Chodesh Lefanei Al Achra. So interesting then. So that's because over here both of these things are really plausible to the person. He believes he's supposed to read Rosh Chodesh. He believes he's supposed to read Chanukah. So you show him the one of Chanukah. He says, oh, he made a bracha on Chanukah. Or the person is shown into the wrong parsha. He's not necessarily so familiar. Ramesh has a psak like this. He says, however, let's say it's clear to the person what you're supposed to be laying. So the situation, Ubechamisha Asar Yom, right? So Chamisha Asar Yom is Halanusach of what was it? Which sukkah was it? Chamisha Yom is the beginning of sukkahs. It's also the maftir of Shabbos Chol Hamoed. So you land the kriya, and then you take out the sefer, and you start with Chamisha also. Not like something shows you, this term is a different pasuk. There's a case where the psukim were exactly, the first three words were exactly the same. They showed him the wrong ones, the wrong column. So Rosh says over there, you don't say bracha. Because he knew that it was sukkah, so not Pesach. They showed him the wrong thing, but he wasn't making a bracha thinking you're supposed to lay him with the one from Pesach. So the kavanah was for the one for sukkahs, even though they showed him the one for Pesach. So in that situation, you will not make a new bracha. Over here, they showed him Chanukah. And that's plausible to him. He's supposed to learn Chanukah because he believed he made a bracha on Chanukah, not a Rosh Chodesh. So in that situation, so you need a new bracha. Okay, so let's hold it here.